Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. The grand opening and ribbon cutting for Argyle Station is right now. We are at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirit, 8595 U.S. 377. All Tolos get a free $25 gift card just for becoming a new customer here at Fine Wine and Spirit. And all kinds of great stuff happening, including Argyle Cigar and Smoke right next door. Burger Man Catering, making free burgers for the Tolos. You got to love that. A real estate station. If you're looking for a great place to put down some small business roots, Argyle is just a booming suburb here, and it's a great place to be. So they want to invite you to join us. Maybe pick up a bottle of booze as you swing on by.
A little booze.
Looks like they have a great selection of Fireball over there. Okay, Sean McFarland, Morning News here, talking Rangers with you here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, Sean. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Doing pretty good. I was hoping for the miracle last night. Were you thinking we were about to see it?
You know, just because nothing this team has done the last, like, month or so has been anything I expected. Like, yeah, like, at this point, why wouldn't they come back from a 6-0 deficit in which they looked completely lost to win on the road? You know, like, that would be incredibly par for the course with what this team has done these last few weeks.
What are the playoff odds dip to? Have you checked it out? I think we were as high as 30, maybe after Saturday's win.
I think it's down to something like 12 or 11 right now. Like, just in these two losses, it dropped by about 20%, I think.
Yeah, it was 40. I thought it was 40-some-odd, 43, 44% a couple days ago.
Well, that's brutal. And to be honest, it feels like significantly less. Like, I would eyeball it at single digits. I guess Boston's losing, so it kind of keeps the door open a little bit for them.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the situation now. Is like, going into the Houston series, it was kind of their last chance to control their own destiny, in the sense of, like, hey, if you go in and you take 2-3 versus Houston or you sweep, like, you've kind of done the work yourself to put yourself in a position. But now they have to continue doing that, and they need, you know, a team like Boston or a team like Cleveland to play rough baseball at least next week and a half, which is just not the position you want to be in. The final 2 weeks is where you need to be perfect, and you need other teams that are also trying to win to stumble. You know, you don't want to leave things to other teams to handle, as far as I'm concerned.
So how have you looked at this balance here as you start to get bodies back like Adolis Garcia, and then we'll see, maybe it ends up being like it doesn't matter by the time Corey's ready to go, and then at the end of the year the Marcus Semien additions, but with the way the Little Rascals have been playing, I saw Adolis Garcia gets in the lineup, fans wanted to freak out, Sean. It's like, what are you doing? You're messing up the good juju here. What was the team's perspective on that, if you've been able to gain any of it, and then your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think as far as the team's concerned, and honestly, in my perspective too, is like, look, the Little Rascals, the guys like Michael Hellman and Cody Freeman, they should still be playing in some capacity, but you can't expect rookies or unproven guys to carry this team into the playoffs. They provided the spark. They got this team back in it. But I think it's just unsustainable to think that they can perform that way for an entire month. Now, look, Cody Freeman homered last night. Like, that was a huge hit for him. And he's still going to be in the lineup, and I think they're going to find ways to keep Michael Hellman in the lineup too, even with Adolis Garcia continuing. But I think at the end of the day, like, if they're going to make this push, they need their star players, whether it's Adolis Garcia or Jake Berger or Josh Young or Corey Seager and Marcus Semien, depending on when they come back. They need those guys to kind of drive the nail in the coffin here in terms of getting them to the playoffs. I just think that's too much to ask of unproven rookies to carry this team at this point. But there's a balance.
What's been going on with Jake Berger and his struggles as of late? Small sample, but he hasn't been himself.
Yeah, I talked with him last night about that, and you know, he's kind of chalking up to a small sample size, and you know, he kind of said like, "Look, I don't feel like I'm pressing." You know, he's obviously aware of the situation as all these guys are, but he doesn't feel like he's pressing. But did acknowledge like, "Look, when you're chasing that much, it's swinging so many pitches out of the zone, like the adrenaline might be pumping up a little bit more." I look at it as it's a 7 at bat sample size in Houston, which he's had some really bad at bats. But the bigger body of work since the All-Star break is that he's been maybe their best hitter and one of the better hitters in the American League since, you know, as he's navigated the two trips to the injured list still. I wouldn't push any panic buttons on him yet. It has been a bad two games at a really bad juncture, and I think that's why you put that spotlight on him. And I think he's aware of that, and you know, I think that's all you can ask is the guy knows that he has to be better, and he does.
162 of these things, Sean, but you have a chance tonight to win the Silver Boot and keep your season alive. Like, I wouldn't want to lose tonight and feel like the life just got squeezed out of the season in your rival stadium. But that can happen, you know. Is there any, do you think, internal motivation or any care from the players about, you know, winning the Silver Boot here tonight?
I think so. And I think, honestly, like, the Silver Boot, yes, that's important. And they want to win this season series. You always want to beat the Astros, but at this juncture, it's more about every single win and every single loss just feels so much more important because of where they're at in the standings and how much time is left. So more than anything, like, this could be a game against pretty much anybody. And I think they'd view it as a playoff game. And that's kind of what these games feel like right now. Because, like, you know, last night they lose to the Astros and they fall 4 games back. You know, it's like, yeah, at this juncture, every game is just so, so much more important than really any traditional regular season game. So yeah, you know, the Astros, like, that is a factor in it that adds some juice to it, but I think it could be anybody at this point.
Hey Sean, this might be a little bit of a weird question, but they're playing so many meaningful games, and they could this help them into the playoffs? I mean, if they get in, is it like, alrighty, we're already kind of battle tested instead of just cruising in, like some of these teams have already clinched, you know? And Could it be something that absolutely having to fight and scratch and claw to get into this thing, could that be somewhat of an advantage for him?
I think so. I mean, look, I do believe that momentum is real in sports, you know what I mean? And I think if you can make this push, and we'll call it a month-long push now where they've played pretty good baseball and they've fought and they've been scrappy and they've been energetic in a way that we really haven't seen much of the season, like, I think that's real, and I think that can carry into the playoffs where, you know, look, you had to fight to get in. You had to earn that spot in there,
right,
as opposed to your point, coasting in. Or look, in 23, like, you know, they kind of stumbled in, and obviously it worked out fine.
Yeah.
But I do think there's a thing to, like, look, if you got to fight tooth and nail in these final days to get in, I think that can kind of push you in and motivate you into that spot. But also at the same time, like, you know, it takes a lot out of you,
yeah,
the pitching side especially, to make this push. So I think it could go either way, but I do think that momentum is a real thing at this point.
Sean McFarland, Morning News here with you on The Fan.
How surprised were you by Merrill Kelly and his performance? I didn't realize that was his first game starting at, now I guess, Daikin Park or Field, whatever the hell they're calling it there in Houston, but he'd been so darn good against Houston just a week or two ago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's been really good since they got him at the deadline. I mean, that was easily his worst start. And look, I think he chalked it up to just bad execution, and I think the Astros seem like they're going to make you pay for mistakes. You know, we saw that with Jack Leiter the night before, and yeah, if you're going to leave pitches in the zone, like, they will jump on them. That is a good lineup, even though, like, you know, I don't understand the Astros. They lose a new player every day and bring up someone you never heard of, and they keep chugging. But that is a lineup that will make you pay if you make mistakes, and I think he was just a little off last night, and they jumped on him for it.
I think since you've been on with us, we got did we get more clarification on when Tyler Mahle is going to return? And do you think that he's maybe in their future plans for next year to try and bring back?
Yeah, so Mahle, they've listed him as their starter for Friday against the Miami Marlins at Globe Life Field. He'll probably, you know, be in that 70 pitch range, depending on how he feels and depending on how stressful those innings are. He looked really good in his last rehab start against Round Rock, with Round Rock, and that's a good note to get him in on. As far as the future, I mean, look, they're going to need to retain or go out and get a starting pitcher this offseason, I think. Because you're going to lose Merrill Kelly. You're going to lose Tyler Mahle. You know, John Gray is obviously a free agent as well. And, you know, you don't know what the future looks like for a guy like Kamar Rocker. So you're going to need another veteran arm to come back. And it'll all come down to really how the Rangers want to use their resources this winter, depending on how much money they can spend, how much they want to spend, how much they want to put into the offense, the bullpen. You know, Mahle, he was really good for them before he got hurt this year. So yeah, I think if they can get him on maybe a friendlier deal, it does make sense to bring him back. But I think it will all come down to kind of how they prioritize their spending this winter.
Yeah, how much of a rebuild do you think the lineup needs? Where are you looking?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. I think they'll have to consider how far they, you know, how much longer they want to take this core. Look, as far as Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, I don't think those guys are going anywhere. But I do think guys like Adolis Garcia, Jonah Heim, I think there's a real chance that they're not here next year. And I think it does kind of offer an opportunity to start a little bit fresh and maintain that core and hope that the young guys like Wyatt Langford could take a step up and hope that Evan Carter can come in healthy and maybe play a full season. And depending on whether we get out of guys like Cody Freeman, you know, if or Alejandro Osuna, if they're going to, you know, become everyday players next year. So I do think the lineup will look different next year. Again, it just comes back to the resources and how they want to use it and how much they're willing to spend to make significant changes to this lineup.
I guess as the season possibly, hopefully this thing isn't over, but as we get closer to the end, the buzz about Boch and his future is going to start to come up. Has there been any conversation that you know of, or are you leaning any way of if you think the Giant stuff is real or if he'll be back or not?
He's kept it very close to the vest. He talked with our Kevin Sherrington a few weeks ago about kind of his future, and like it doesn't seem like he wants to leave. It doesn't seem like he wants to finish managing. Obviously, him and CY are close, and they go way back. And again, like in moments like this and stretches like this, I don't know if there's a better manager to have on your team than Bruce Bochy, someone who's been in these moments maybe more than any manager in baseball right now. So I think it's all going to come down to if he wants to keep doing this. He's now 70 years old. He's been doing this almost 30 years. He has 4 rings. And, you know, if the Rangers, you know, are in a position where they're closer to maybe rebuilding next year. That's a strong word, but, you know, if they're kind of retooling things and maybe taking a step back next year, take a step forward to the future, like, does he want to stick around for that? But, you know, if they're all gas, no brakes in the next year and plan to send out a contending team, then, you know, Bruce Bochy is as good as a manager as any to have on the staff.
So Doley's not 100% tonight?
That's what Boach told us yesterday. He said he's, you know, he came off that the IL this weekend with the quad injury, and he was 0-for-8 in his first two games back, and they didn't start him last night. Boach kind of said he's not fully 100%, but then they pinch hit him, and he comes in and drives in a run. So Boach acknowledged that there's a chance he doesn't start today. You know, we'll see. Maybe he feels great, and they want to have him in the lineup. And look, historically, like, there's no one you want more in the lineup against the Houston Astros than Dolis Garcia, so long as he's healthy and can produce. So I think we'll find out in the next hour or so whether Adolis is playing or not, but he came back pretty quick from that quad injury, so I don't think it's surprising to see a little bit of rust and a little bit of time to get back to true form.
So what are we thinking about DeGrom tonight? What's your gut telling you? Tell me, Sean. Is it speaking to you? Are we going to get a perfect game? Go ahead and make sure we win this boot.
Look, man, I can't think of anyone else I'd rather want on the mound right now than a guy like maybe Nathan Eovaldi. You know, if Eovaldi was around,
sure,
maybe him. But Jacob DeGrom's a pretty good second option to have in a game like this. You know, I think he has maybe not been his sharpest these last few starts, maybe the last month or so. But even a DeGrom that is at 90% of his full capabilities is still a really good pitcher. And, you know, he's completely aware of the standings and the circumstances and what's required of him. So I feel pretty good about it. And I think the team and the players as a whole, too, like I think they feed off of going into games like this with a guy like DeGrom on the mound. Like they recognize the possibilities. As long if you have a guy like DeGrom and go out there and shove, like, it takes all the pressure off the offense. I think that's a good spot to be in right now.
Just to my right, Sean, they are cutting the ribbon here at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits. So let anybody know that's interested, if they need to drown their sorrows, maybe on an off day, this is a great place to come do that. Now, Sean, if you were here, you're walking into a store with fine wines and spirits, what are you most likely to walk out with?
Good question. I'm a white wine guy. Like, I like a good Chardonnay. So I think I'll go with Chardonnay, but I'm trying to get more into red wine now. You know, I think I don't really know what I'm looking at when I go into a wine section. You know, I like a bottle that looks fancy, you know, for a low price. That's kind of my market right now.
That's a good play.
So yeah. And I think that's kind of the roadmap for me when I go into the wine section. So I will take any and all recommendations for good wine, because I'm going in completely blind.
Sean McFarland, Morning News, thank you so much for your time, and have fun with the rest of the season, however long it may be, sir.
I appreciate you guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.